For all these testimonies that we heard this evening, can you just lift up your hand and begin to appreciate God? We don't take any one of them for granted. It can only be God and God alone. Open your mouth and appreciate Him. Karabakasha karabakariabaskandaya kata. Barakasha kata karakata brokoshe brokosumbrakata. Rikata karabakariabaskandaya kata rebukuriabaskanda. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Praise the Lord. How many of you enjoyed this Easter season? Did you enjoy it? I enjoyed it so much. If we prayed for it, we have to enjoy it. The enjoyment was much. Enjoying the Ebankos and the weddings. Praise the Lord. Just have in mind that we prayed and God answered. And you are the next in line to testify. You are the next in line to be celebrated. God will do it the way you want it. Praise the Lord. It's throughout this year. So no rest. And I love Owambe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's happening. When you are about to rest, God will just hammer another one. Just make sure that your ear is open to hear good news, because it will keep on flowing. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Praise the Lord. Genesis 11, 5 to 6. Genesis 11, 5 to 6. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. This is New King James Version. Maybe we will look at another version. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. We'll read the same scripture, maybe in King James. Praise the Lord. As I was still asking God, what will we preach this evening, or what will we share? He told me that I've been postponing this message because it's even vast. We may not finish it in 2 months. But God told me, start. Praise the Lord. We will talk about the law of the mind. The law of the mind. Praise the Lord. You know, so many people think that as a child of God, that everything happens in the spirit. Praise the Lord. It is the spirit, the soul, and the what? And the body. Remember why we were talking about the benefit of redemption? We took time to discuss about the blood. And I told us that blood means soul. Did I say such thing? I said it, and we read it also from the scripture. Whenever you take away blood from any living thing, what happens? That person will die. That animal will die. And can I shock you? It's a law in the Bible that you have the spirit, the soul, and the body. Should I share it? I should leave it. I want to say that anything have these three components. Your business have these three components. This ministry have these three components. Your marriage have these three components: spirit, soul, and body. I don't want to go into it, but this thing I'm telling you is true. It's a law. It's a standard law in the realm of the spirit. Praise the Lord. So, you are made. You as a person. You are not a human being. Whenever somebody tells you again that you're a human being, tell that person no. Should I tell you what you are? Should I tell you what you are? Or you know it? You are a spirit being. You are not a human being. Why? You are made of God's image. Genesis 1:26. Are you not made in his image? Who is God? A spirit. You are a spirit being, not human being. Science, we call it human being. If you're a child of God, you are a spirit being. But you now have a soul. Living where? In a body. It is inside out.
It's not outside in.
I was thinking when I was preparing this message, if I should bring our board. But maybe I will draw something like that and give the media so that it will show it. The center is like a circle. Use your mind, imagination, and made like one circle, two circles, and three. The center of that circle is God. When you leave the center and come to there, it's your spirit. When you leave the spirit and come to the second, it's your soul. And the last is your body. That's how you are made. But what they taught us is outside in. This thing will lead me to go deeper how you hear God. Because if you don't know these techniques, you find it difficult to hear God. Some people think that God will talk as I'm talking and then you now hear. It's a lie. All my life, since I started hearing Holy Spirit very well, is the year 2000. I've been hearing, you know, I will pray, I will see, I will hear. But I say consistently, it has always been 3 times since these 25 years, I heard God audibly. But do I used to hear him? Yes, I even hear him today. If you don't understand this, you will find it very difficult to hear God. I want to teach you techniques of hearing God. What you go to Bible, what I even pay, I paid. I paid outside the country to study, to read it, to study it. Then I came back because there are some things that will be happening to you. You can't even duplicate it when it is supreme. Maybe I'm doing, fasting, and I'm praying. I have different types of encounters. But how do I reproduce it, number one? How do I now get somebody involved to experience what I'm experiencing? If I cannot help you to experience what I'm experiencing, I am just like Moses, that is with one rod and trying to lead 3 million through the Red Sea. That era is gone. Are you hearing me? That era is what? Gone. Jesus came so that all of us can access him. It's not when there is a thick cloth called veil that covered the temple. It's only the chief priest that will enter the Holy of Holies before they access God. They will not be waiting for him. If he didn't die there, thank God, they will not come. What did God say? What happened? No. This time around, all of us will enter. We will see God and come out. You see the sick, you heal. You see the lame, you pray for that lame. You see deaf and dumb, you command the spirit to go out. And this is what kingdom is all about. Are you ready? Are you ready? Tell your neighbor, fasten your seat belt. We are about to take off. If you like, miss fellowship. When you see me in the air, don't envy me. You try to bewitch me, I kill you. Because my Bible says I shall suffer not. Okay. It's true. When others are learning, sit down and learn. Not when that person starts growing in each other. Praise the Lord. I know that something doesn't happen here. All these people, chineked people. Praise God. I am talking of what we are made of. We are made of spirit. We have a soul living in a body. In that human soul is made up of 7 components. I just want to touch it, the background, and tell you what your mind is like. Then we will sit down and learn more. Number 1, conscience. in that your mind also, you see conscience. Next week, I will explain all the seven components. Have your conscience. And I will tell you how from the spirit, all of them are connected before you now hear God. In the realm of the spirit, it also has seven. Have the fear of God, the revelation, the hope, the prayer. All of them are channel. You can start with worship and you now enter into emotion. Then you enter into your ear and hear God. It have connections. Praise the Lord. Conscience, number two, reason. Number three, imagination. Number four, mind. Number five, emotions. Number six, choice. And number seven, will. They are the seven gateways of the soul. It's a gate. All these things I mentioned now are gates. They are gates. They are what? Gates. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Of peace, sanctify you wholly. How? And I pray God, your whole spirit, he says sanctify you wholly. When God wants to sanctify you wholly, wholly, all of your being, what happens? He will touch your what? Spirit and what? Soul. And what again? And the body. Be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When God wants to sanctify you, we sanctify you whole. And the Holy Spirit, soul, and body. We are spirit being, not human being. We are spirit. You know, when you want to go far, many, many years ago, God told me, there are some things, if you walk with me, there are some things you will learn that you will unlearn. You don't have difficult in, if I bring a child now like Deborah or small girl here and start teaching that girl or that boy this thing, they will start doing exploits. But when I bring an adult to teach that adult, it is very difficult. Why? Because we have been taught so many things. The very first thing is to offload. We are going to offload. There are so many things that you have to offload, especially when it's according to the Bible. If you are telling me anything, I'm not seeing it in the Bible, I won't believe. Praise the Lord. I think it was 2019, God told me, there are some things fasting and prayer cannot give you. To be precise, May 2019. You have been fasting, you have been praying. Suleiman told me, if you continue fasting like this, you will die. Then I started crying. If I cannot fast, what then is the solution to this thing I'm asking you? He said, knowledge. Your bank of fasting is full. The bank of knowledge is nowhere. What is knowledge? Knowing it. How do you know it? Go to them that have and do what? And buy. That is the Bible. Follow them who through faith and patience did what? Obtain the promise. There are ones, if God knows that what you are looking for, I have it. Do you think he will throw it from heaven? No. So God was giving me revelations. Then I will not be praying and thinking that he will call. No. He's showing me that road so that I will know how to walk in it. You have a friend that has been visiting you, and you love that your friend. Sister Uzo will come this week to my house. Next week, she will come. The other week, up to 4 times, she has been coming. When I see that Sister Uzo did not come, what am I supposed to do? I should visit Sister Uzo. Then, if I don't know how to visit her, what do you think will happen? Because she will be expecting this my friend that I've been going to her house. Why won't she just come for one day? Is it not true? That is how it is with God. And there is one way he will always show you through sovereignty. Because he's a sovereign being, he will draw you to that realm he expected you to be coming. If you refuse to come, you'll be stranded. And that was what happened to me. I began to pray more. He started giving me names of books in the dream. He didn't come. He started giving me names of books. At times, there are some, I will search for this whole Nigeria, I won't see. I will tell them, there is one I couldn't even get in Amazon. I now call our pastor, Yue. They trace it until, it was January of that year that it came out in Kindle copy. But God gave me the name of the book. Search for this book and read. He didn't say, my daughter, don't worry, I will do. No, there is somebody that has it already. Go to them that have and do what? And buy. You buy through money. You buy through humility. You buy through honor. Am I talking to you? I should stop. That is the way up. I went to buy the book. I don't know how we can get it through Kindle copy. I call my IT man. He have to download it one by one. That is to show you how important it is. Other ones, I will see one of my mentors. Have you read this book? I said, I don't even know what it is. With this kind of experience you are having, go and check this book, volume 1 and 2. I will go to Google and I will see it. I will begin to look for it like I'm looking for my life. When I start reading, hey, so somebody else have seen this thing, and I now knew that I'm in kindergarten. There are people that own it. There's a book God gave me, I went to buy. God told me, as you are reading this book, you'll be experiencing what the man that wrote the book is experiencing. I'll be reading a book. Before you know it, I'll be out in my body. Praise the Lord. Your mind must be involved in manifesting spiritual reality. If you are here just to be a Christian, just ordinary Christian, waiting for heaven that is not waiting for you, I don't know what you are going to do in heaven when you've done nothing on earth. This message is not for you. But if you are a Christian and you are annoyed with the devil that you are not fulfilling your purpose and you are ready to fulfill it in any sphere, you mustn't be Pastor Nkechi. Maybe in your profession, in that office, maybe in your business, maybe in any sphere. Here comes the message that will help you. Your mind must be involved in manifesting spiritual reality. It's not only your spirit. Paulus in Akowa Sinoria, and that is our problem. It's no spirit, spirit, spirit. Oh, your mind must be in God. The hardest thing God can do in a man's life is transformation of the soul. That is the hardest. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. The hardest
thing God will do in the life of any man is transformation of the soul. Because when your soul is being transformed, automatically you will walk into empowerment. Three stages: salvation, transformation, and what? Empowerment. I read one book from, I think it was J. Smith. I was on fire throughout that week. I was reading the book. And I asked God, why am I not manifesting this book? What is remaining? I was crying. He said, transformation. Underlined it. Transformation. Transformation is the hardest process a Christian will pass through. And that is why we are here. After this message, you will ask, you'll be here and be asked, is it devil in that park lane? Wait for me. Don't run, oh, I'm coming. No longer will you run away from the devil. That time is gone and gone for good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What am I saying? Your mind must be involved in manifesting spiritual realities. In Genesis chapter 5, we know Nimrod, Cush. Can you read it in King James version? There's something I read it in so many translations, but let's just look at King James. There's something I want to bring out that builds. This is the, no? Genesis 11:5, where we read before now. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Some theologians say that, I think Gabi, I read about J. Gabi, say that it's in their mind, whether it's physical or in their mind, they build the tower. What is the target of that tower? To reach heaven. Do you know where they were still? Maybe imagining it, assuming those ones that argue that it's in the realm of, is in their imagination. They have finished building it. Are you understanding me? Which the children of men builded. What does it tell you? It has been done. Up here. What did they do? They built a tower that we reach where God is. That was their target. Is it not? Verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now, nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. They imagined it. And God saw that they have finished it. How do you explain it? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is it. There is a law that is called the law of repetition. Do you know that law? If I start, I won't touch negativity. I don't have any sacrament with negativity. It must be positive. If I start saying, Nkechi Tony, you must pass jump. 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 Do you think I'll fail jump? Do you know what I'm doing? I'm programming sources in my mind. Law of repetition. I will show you how it happens in the world. God said, I want to go down and deal with these people. Because if I leave them, for the fact that they have imagined it, what will happen? Nothing will prevent it from happening. Brother Oku did not tell me that he wants to share a testimony and preach my message. to do insurance for my children. He kept on pondering on it. He could not wait. The one he did has expired. Just got expired. He wanted to do new one. He kept on pondering on it until he brought his phone and started searching for insurance companies. And the wife that is living with him is not aware. But something was going on. Where? Where was he going on? In his mind. It took the Holy Spirit to interrupt that agenda. Nobody will restrict. We restrict you if you have made up your mind to succeed in life. Do you know why God shows you vision? Do you know why you see vision about yourself? Okay, God and the angels came to entertain you. They just came to entertain you. It's an interaction time. We talk. Is it not what is happening every day of your life? You think God came with the angels to entertain you. That's why he showed you that vision at night. It's because he wants you to keep on pondering on it. God wants you to keep on pondering on it. Ephesians 3:20 said almost the same thing. Mommy has been in the Old Testament. Let us look at New Testament. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ask or what? Okay. Whenever in the word or in English sentence you see or, what does it tell you? If I want to lift up this flower, I'll say, Sister Chinwon, Sister or Sister Ngozi, come. What am I saying? Either both of them can lift this flower without stress. It shows that whatever Sister Chinwon can do, Sister Ngozi will also do it. It's telling you that. It's either you say it in your mind, with your mouth, or you are saying it in your mind. Both of them have the same potency. Both of them have the same potency. That was why I asked you in Poem Platform, what have you been thinking? What have you been thinking? In the spirit say that whatever you keep on pondering on is where your life gravitates. It attracts your life. Do you know how it works? As you keep on thinking on it, there is a spirit component that comes to help that thing to manifest because you have been on it. Even scientists says there is a part of the brain. In that part of the brain, ask you a question. Why is it that maybe on a day you are just thinking, what if somebody dies? You are thinking about it and you are shedding tears. Has it ever happened to you? What do you think happened? They say that part of brain doesn't know what is thinking and the acting. If it ever enters that brain, the brain counts it that it's happened or is happening. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That when you think, that brain counts it as it has happened. So it doesn't know the difference between thinking and action. That is exactly why you should be mindful of your thoughts. There are some people that have baggages in their door. No chance for Holy Spirit to even enter. What have you been thinking? Could it be why you are stranded? What you think can limit your life? What you think can bring you out of any darkness? What have you been thinking? As far as God is concerned, God saw the building that has finished. That's what God saw. Say, wow, they have finished this building. But they imagined it. For nothing can stop what they imagined. But where God was, or where God is seeing a building that has finished. Let me go and stop them. For nothing can stop what they have imagined. Nothing will be restrained from them. It's a reality. It's a reality. There's something I read this morning in 1 Samuel 17. If you don't know this, there are some battles you will never come out from. It's true. It's true. If you don't know this law, there are some battles you will not come out from. It's true. David was aware of the battle. 1 Samuel 17. Let me show you how they exchanged their thoughts. 1 Samuel 17. This one is David, 42. This is Goliath. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. You know, he scornfully looked on him. He felt, oh, this small boy, look at it in very, very minor way. That is disdain. He snared him. For he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, this is battle of the mind. He's trying to recreate what he wants. Goliath said, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? He's programming what he wants. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Do you know what he is doing? Somebody say programming. Come, I will give your flesh to the dogs. He's trying to picture for David what will happen to him. But thank God for a spiritual man that is also loaded. He didn't say, hey, walk as you walk. Because there are some people that failed this type of test. In Numbers 14. Hey! You told us to go and spy the land. We are back. How was it? Hey! In Ajukwa, how was it? Come and see giants in that land. And we were like grasshopper. It's the same thing. They projected who they were. And the children of God were not discerning enough.
powerful to capture what was going on. But not with David. Not with David. You won't eat a lion. You try it, you are dead.
They were grasshopper. David did not say, this giant man, go and read about Goliath. Goliath did not have 10 fingers. How many? 12. He didn't have 10 toes. How many? 12. All together, 24.
Giant, huge.
When he started programming what he wanted, David barred that program because he was coming with his own.
When he finished, David is like, oh, guy, make go. In a chenemaya, omankita. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Orubegwe. Do you know what he did? He invoked his backer. It was invocational. You thought it's only witches and occult that know how to invoke. He invoked his own God. Now, trying to yeyerize him. After invoking God, he now said, today, this day, the Lord will do what? Will deliver you into my hand. And I will strike and take your head from you. Remember, he doesn't have any sword. Where will he get the sword that he will use to cut off his head? You didn't understand. I think he knows how to program. This is battle. I will cut off your head today. He didn't tell him how he will get machete or sword. But he was fully aware when he brings him down, there will be availability of sword. He will use his own sword to do what? If he did not picture that defeat, he won't tell him that he will cut off his head. Program. Of the camp of the Philistines to where? To the best of the earth and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Programming. That is how to win any battle. If you don't have boldness, the devil will mess you up. What is the source of your boldness? The obadabada of the whole universe. I finished praying, you know. I was just meditating. I lay down, I was meditating. That period, God used to show me so many things. While he was showing me, one woman that died, that used to be my friend, though, I saw the person in the realm of the spirit. And I was just trying to explain one or two things. I didn't know that she came for attack. As he changed and that was about to attack me. These two fingers is what I use and puncture her throat and cut off the head with two fingers. These two fingers can just remove that foam cut off the head and open my eyes and say, Holy Ghost, thank you. See, this is the spirit of death that I just conquered with my two hands. That confidence that he cannot fight me. I sweep them often. One say, you say you love me. Why didn't you pray me out? I say, where were you when you were sick? Where were you when you were sick? And he came to the compound. I was praying in the sitting room. She came to the compound walking. I didn't bother because she wasn't looking at me. But when I kept on praying, I saw her branch to my house. Eh? I dealt with her. And you see, any other day you try stepping into Mbagok, and that was the end. What happened? I have backing. How will you explain that I will use these two fingers to cut off somebody's head? It wasn't the, maybe an angel brought blood sword and immediately, and once I just did and I did, the head cut off. Makeji honwa go acharja. Goliath used the same technique. But David was not learning work. David wasn't a learner. You say you are smart. David was not learning work. David was fully aware of how to win the battles of life. Stay awake and handle it. Don't allow the devil to intimidate you. Not like Job. Job 3:25. You have been pondering on. Job, enjoy your wealth. What if this my wealth vanishes away? What if my children dies? What if this? What if that? What did he say? Job 3. For the thing I greatly has done what? And what I dreaded has happened to me. What does he tell you? You have been pondering on it. That is this law. What have you been thinking about? Do you know, God taught me yesterday, that some of the evil that you think in your heart is demons that whispers it to you. That is why when it enters, don't spare that devil. Rebuke it immediately. You are driving. If you have accident, what if you have accident? What if you die? Shut up! Not this car and not this driver. You sorted it out. Not this car, not this driver. You are cooking in the kitchen. What if there is gas explosion? Which gas explosion? It can't happen here. Not this environment, not this gas. What I dreaded most has happened to me. What have you been afraid of? What have you been fearing? Under this unction and the grace of God backing my ministry, I decree and declare that thing you fear will never happen. That thing you fear will never happen. That thing you are afraid of will never happen. That thing you are afraid of will never happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your mindset. There are some people that are full of negative mindsets. What you attract is evil. Somebody have like up to 5 clothes and is crying that he doesn't have clothes. And because of that, when the person wants to go out, we just wear rumpled clothes so that you pity him or her. But another person has just two clothes. And that person, whenever that person wants to go out, he will so iron the clothes. If you touch that clothes, he can cut you. The other person have more than five, and it's not enough, and he's using it anyhow. Another person had two, but he's using it very well. Do you know the different mindsets? Is it true? Yes. Mindset. What is the mindset? I am a fine girl, or I am a fine boy. I have to look nice, irrespective of the clothes I'm wearing. You will iron it and we'll be matching up your step up here with steeze and composure, clocking it all the way. Mindset. Another one will wear a rumpled clothes. I don't have the concern. Mindset. Before you change your clothes, change your mind. If you don't change your mind and change your clothes, you will come back to square one. What did you hear me say? Before you change your clothes, do what? Change your mind. And they remember a very interesting story. My husband told me this story. Many times, it's not even one. It happens. He works with an oil firm. They were into exploration. So, like Ishel that gives them job. And when they come to a particular community, number one reason why they should allow them to work in that community is because they are going to provide employment. So, maybe they will work in Nsude, they will work in Ngo, they will work in Nike before they finish the prospect. When they come to Nsude, they have to employ Nsude people. If they are going to work in Nsude for 3 months, at least those employees will be there for 3 months. But when they enter Ngo, what do you think will happen? They will lay off Nsude people because nothing is now at stake. They have finished what they are doing in Nsude. They will now come to Ngo and employ Ngo people. Let me tell you, somebody that doesn't have mindset will do. And it's what they do. Because this job happens mostly in riverline area like Warri, Delta, Bayelsa, Rivers, Akwa Ibom, and the Cross River. When they employ these people, these young boys, they are now working in an oil firm. They have finally arrived. Immediately they pay them the first salary. They will go and rent a room and decorate it well, put carpet, paint it very well. When the second salary comes, they will buy foam that may be my height because I'm not short. They will buy foam like my height. And now get a girl to live with. Oga will be warning them. This job will soon stop. Oh. Oga, let us enjoy. Let us enjoy. Before you know, no savings. They will eat out, they will eat inside. Some even will even carry commercial sex worker and be doing the thing on credit. When salary comes, the person will bring list of the styles and the prices. And before you close your eyes and open it,
the job is over. What do you think will happen? Before you know it, they will announce, first of all, the pleasure is ended. The commercial businesswoman will go. The next month, they will sell the phone. The next month, they can call somebody and sell everything. And they go. And now come back to where? What happened? He got money with an unchanged mind. Mindset. The money came, but the mind never changed. Mindset. Even very soon, we'll be casting our vote. They will allow the blind to vote. The lame will vote. The sick will vote. The deaf and dumb will vote. But not with a mental derailed person. Do you know that they doesn't vote? Do you know that they can't vote? That is to show you how important your mind is. Change your mind and automatically you will change your life. Change the way you think. Automatically, you will change everything about you. The day I went to, NSEC to preach, I was telling them, teaching them about vision. That somebody can see his future today and begin to walk towards it. A man went to White House. What do you see about it? I said, I am coming back here as the president of America and maintained it. 25 years gap, he became the president of America. Why? Mindset. He thought about it and began to work on it. He worked on it until it became what he thought about. What of Martin Luther Jr.? See, I am waiting for that day when people will be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. They even killed him. But that statement continues to live. Until Barack Obama became the American president. What happened? Mindset. I am a Christian. And all the benefit that is associated with redemption, I will have it. I am not just a Christian to speak in tongues only. I will speak in tongues. I will manifest power. I will manifest prosperity. Every area must be covered. That's what Jesus Christ wrote for me at the cross of Calvary. I am not a Christian for just being Christian. Before you know it, we will be attracting who you are. If you have been attracting negativity, check what you are thinking. What if I die? Let me prepare my will. At what age? At what age? I even tried. People used to die at 60. At 60 something. Look at me. I'm getting 80. It's a lie. The Bible says that at 120, Moses' strength was still kakaraka. And even his eye was not dim. 120. And you are how old? What are you thinking? Think possibility. I was praying with some people, and God told me I should tell them, stop asking me what is hard. If it's hard, it means you will do it. You can do it. Ask me for impossible. That is why where you involve me. That this thing, man cannot do it. And God stepped in and handled it. Not just that he's hard. He had, but man can still do it. Don't involve God.
When it's impossible, that is where God shines. That man could not do it, but he came and handled it. Because he is specialist in impossibility. Where your body cannot go, your mind go there. Why not go there and sit and wait for your body to come? Me, do you know where I'm sitting? Eh? Should I tell you where I'm sitting? I'm seated with Christ. In where? Heavenly places. Where? Far above principalities and power. I'm not here to be flocking with the witches and wizards. It's a lie. Stop changing your physical environment. Change your mind. You can create the future you desire. When you start thinking about it, Holy Spirit comes in. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I'll close with it. I want us to pray. Rakashima kateribu kuria baskanda. Makashira kanda. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. How? And do not conform to this world, but do what? Be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? By the word of God. Let me give you an example. What I did yesterday, throughout yesterday, I pick a particular passage. Genesis 1:26. You are created in the image of God. I am not just a human being. I am a spirit being. God gave birth to me. How many of you saw what I posted? Is it day before yesterday? Luke 10:16. That's when I'm talking. Who is talking? Jesus. Why are you looking at me? It's in the Bible. Luke 10:16. When I'm talking, who is talking? Jesus is talking through me. He who hears you hears me. It's Jesus that was talking to the disciple. He who hears you hears me. Why? Because you are talking through me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Christ is in God. And Christ is in me. When you receive Holy Spirit, where is he? Where is the Holy Spirit? Eh? Where do they tell you Holy Spirit is? Is it not inside you? Begin to ponder on it. Holy Spirit, you are me. You are in me. I am a witness. My duty is to validate a claim that Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And the power that made him to arose, he gave it to me. I am the ark of God. You know that ark in the olden days? Why is it that it's not built today? Because Nkechiton is now the ark. That ark was a symbol of his presence. Is it not true? That ark is you. That ark is me. I am a carrier of God. This thing I'm telling you, one day God showed me, and showed me heaven is not anywhere, it's in you. I'm not talking heresy. I'm telling you the truth. When you capture this thing, begin to ponder on it. Holy Spirit is in me. I was made in his image. Any component that can be found in God can be found in me, because it's the same material. God made me in his image. If God said, let there be light, and there was light, why is it that I cannot say, let there be light, and there is no light? Mindset. You don't know the stuff you are made of. I am an image of God. I am carrying Holy Spirit. His power is in me. Holy Spirit is giver of power. That is why in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says Jesus Christ went about doing good. For what happened? Why are you not doing good? Is it the Holy Spirit you don't have? Or has God left you? We are loaded. I told you the other day, I was telling my children, I am a God. I am made in his image. I am not just a human being. I am a spirit being. If you notice that you travel outside your body, will not be a testimony. God told me today while I was praying that what other emotion, anger, does to the prophetic is what overjoy happens. Because I saw something. I was so happy that I saw it. I couldn't picture other things that happened. You see, Holy Spirit, please, awesome, shut up. You will overjoy us. Are you overjoyed that I showed you what you should be walking normal? Ibo from my Igoniwa, I was accurate. Before Uncle, how many times did Jesus make mistake when he was on earth? I am God's workman. No sin will live in this body. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I didn't earn it. I didn't merit it. He gave it to me. It's a gift. Here comes the life of God in me. The Zoe life. The life of God is flowing in me. And I give it to whosoever I will. You begin to quote this thing. More you begin to live by it. Spend 30 minutes quoting this every day. If you will not explode like fire. Let us pray. Sharabaka shakata. Did I bless you? And this is just the preamble. Raka shakata karabakuria. Then, can I ask you, if God made you in his image, please tell me, where is that sickness residing? Where is that sickness residing? With God in you? With God in you? Is it not time to discharge that sickness? You are not meant to be here. You missed the address. Holy Spirit is living in this body. And you are living. It's time to be discharged. Get out of this body. He won't look at you. Now, you have been declaring it without knowing what it is. Now, you are declaring it in revelation. What the devil sees is not your confession. What he sees is your revelation. And that revelation is light. When the devil sees that light, he will come close. Chibuzo. So you know that you are carrying God. Give me my property. He will give you back. Take your headache. Take your arthritis. Take your fibroid. He will take his property. Because it's not possible for that property to be in the body where Holy Ghost is residing. Immediately you find out the truth, the devil will demand for his property. Are you ready to give him his property? Maybe it's poverty. Maybe it's rejection. Maybe it's delay. Maybe it's stagnation. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Rabaka sakata rabakuria baskanda. Rebo bo 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 koshima kata kata kata. Higada garabakuria baskanda yakata. Zagada garagada garagada garagada. Rebo kuria baskanda yakata. Yegregede brogoso brogoso brogodo. Zagregede brogoso brogoso brogodo. Yagregede brogoso brogoso brogodo. Yagregede brogoso brogoso brogodo. Zagregede brogoso brogoso brogodo. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just saw somebody. The whole family is against you. I just saw rejection all around you. The whole family. I don't know. You didn't do anything. But it's not normal. The whole family is against you. Can you come out? Let me pray for you. Ribaka shakata kata kata kata. Reboko shima kata kata kata. If you feel you should come out, let me pray for you. Run out. Rabaka shakata. The whole family is against you. Zagandangaraba kuria baskanda yekete. Rebo bo 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 bo. Rikata karaba kuria baskanda yakata. Yagaragada broko zo broko zo broko zo broko tu. Zagregede broko zo broko zo broko zo broko tu. Zagregede broko zo broko zo broko zo broko tu. Zagregede broko zo broko zo broko zo broko tu. Zagregede broko zo broko zo broko tu. Zagregede broko zo broko zo broko zo broko tu. Zagregede broko zo broko zo broko tu. Erepoko shimakata. Several accusations. Yakarabakaria Baskanda. It's even what you don't know. Zikatakarabakuria Baskanda. Several accusations on what you don't know. Zeketekeribokuria Baskanda. Father, we bind that spirit of rejection. We cast it back to hell. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Morokoshima Kantara Bakuria Baskanda. We pray that you deliver your people. Shakata kata kata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seat. Do you know what you are going to pray again? Father, help me to renew my mind. Ask Holy Spirit. You know, you can't do it on your own. Holy Spirit, help me to renew my mind. I don't know. I'm seeing something like job application. Job application. Is there anybody that have something like job application? Come out. Holy Spirit, help me to renew my mind. Job application. Sharabaka shakata. Job application. Zurekeshima kata. Job application. Zagandangarabakuriambaskanda. Job application. Zegetegerebo Korean Baskanda Yakata. Job application. Zangaraba Korean Baskanda Yakata. Zegetegerebo Korean Baskanda Yakata. Higetegerebo Korean Baskanda Yakata. Zagandangaraba Korean Baskanda Yakati. Marakashakata. There's something that God that showed me today. And he told me that is one of the things that makes him to answer many prayers. It's in that First Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Intention.
Let's go there. 1 Samuel 17:45. Intention. Intention. I would like us to go there so that the applicants will also read it. Destiny. Be sure to go down. 1 Samuel 17:45, I think. I want to show you the easiest way God answers prayer. Intention. Intention. When your intention is right, let me show you what David said. New King James is okay. Even NIV. Thank you, Jesus. Esheo. We thank you, Jesus. Esheo. Thank you, Jesus. Esheo. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. Okay, go to 45. Let's take it from there. The intention. Intention. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come unto you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. 46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. That is the clause. What will happen? Read it if you are there. That all the earth will do what? May know that there is a God in Israel. It's not so that I will hold the trophy and I'll be celebrated. Even though he was celebrated, the women took it to another level. But that was not the motive. What is the motive? What is the motive? To glorify God. That all the whole earth may know that there is a God in Israel. God, you see, is that? Whenever your reason is because of this, you must get it. I am telling you. God told me this today. I was talking about the mind. He was preserving his glory in my life. It's not because I want a reward. I want to feed my family. All of them are very good. Even Anna said all those things, but nothing happened. Until one day, she looked into God's temple and find out there was a need for prophet. And I told God, God, did you just keep on looking like at me like this? Give me a son and I will give you a prophet. God said, dear. David said it again. If you do this thing, the whole earth will know that there is a God in Israel. Because when they will hear that a whole giant was destroyed with sling and a stone, they will try to look for the God that did it. If this is attached in that your CV, you will get the job. I bet you. I am telling you. If this thing I said now is involved in this job that you are looking for, you get it. Even the devil could not hinder it. Why? God is involved. But there are people, you will pray morning, afternoon, and night. Immediately, God answered. They will tell you that they belong to so-so-so and so. We don't pay tithe. We know we don't pay tithe. We know we don't. Ma, thank you. Ma, very much. Ma, everything. But it won't last. It won't last, ni. It won't last, ni.
involve God. Can you talk to God? I didn't pre-plan it. I just saw in my table application forms, and I saw that there are many. God say, call them and pray for them. You heard our brother. The day I gave prophecy. There were two. The second one, he traveled too. That person, I don't even know if he's back. I'm aware. There were two that came out. They all received their visas and they traveled. God doesn't give prophecy to entertain people. It's not why we are here. We are seeking him, and he can reveal our needs, our problems to us and solve it. Talk to God. Talk to God. It's not me. Tell God about it and see if he will not do it. He won't become more powerful. He's already the all-powerful. He won't become almighty because he's already the almighty. There is nothing you will give him that he don't have. He will just do it so that he will be glorified. Sharabaka shakata. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. There are some, it's even international job. You are thinking on how God will do it. Do you know that God can give you a remote job? You'll be here and doing work outside the country and receiving money in dollars. And when you come out, people won't know that you are touching such money. There's no prayer that God doesn't answer. When I answered this call and I was giving birth, bearing children, I asked God for the job that I will do in, that will also give me time for his work. He gave it to me. None of my mates saw my back. Why? Oh, I was sold out. I am sold out to his work. God is a covenant keeper. That's the song I sang today. He's a covenant keeper. He doesn't owe any man. I am seeing that application. I'm seeing the angels attending to it. Father, thank you. You will come back for your testimony. He will give you more than what you asked to the glory of his name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go back to your seat. Father, I pray for anyone under the influence of my voice that have any ailment. It doesn't matter the name. It doesn't matter where they call it. I don't care. Whatever they call it, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when David came, he came with a name. Saying, I come in the name of the Lord. I am coming in that name that is above every other name. Whatever they call it, under the influence of my voice. Psalm 18 verse 43 to 45 say, they will hear my voice and they will bow. And as they are hearing my voice this evening, let them bow. Let them bow. You foul spirit of infirmity, I command you back to hell. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your healing is perfected. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We have an outreach in Nsude. We are commended since last year. I've been planning it. Praise the Lord. Ndi Nsude. Jenoba souls, your mind abi Nsude. We are coming to Nsude on Sunday. God have spoken to me severally for outreach. We will start it from Nsude. He told me, go and feed and preach. Feed and preach. That's what he told me. Feed and preach. And that is what will happen. Praise the Lord. If you can make it, please call. Who will they call now? Call Brodoku. Tell Brodoku that you are interested. Between now and Sunday morning, by 2 p.m., we are off. It's an evening program. We finish, we come back. And so the 30 minutes drive or less. Praise the Lord. If you want to support it, we will do our best. There are widows, there are some people that will help. It's an outreach.
If you have anything to support it, very good. If you don't have, pray for us. But we are going on Sunday. God bless you. Can you raise your offering? Rabaka shakata karabakuria. Barege zegedegerege de brogozo brogodo. Ziga dangarabakuria baskanda. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for our offering. We've raised our hand to give to you. We cannot bring it down empty. Father, fill our barn with your blessing. Encamp us, shield us with your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And amen. Go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. Your prophetic helpers are under pressure to remember you. They lose their peace, sleep, and rest until they release what belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Please, if you are coming for the first time, just wait here. By this, my left-hand side, we will celebrate you. Follow up continues on Thursday. I was so happy when I came today. People were many. Please, it's good that you go through, you pass through foundation class. It's for your own good. See you on Thursday by 3 p.m. God bless you abundantly.